Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 15th. The grains were higher to start the week here overnight. We had July corn up 5¾ cents at 592, July wheat up 18 cents at 653, and July beans up 14½ cents at 1404½. We also had Kansas City July Kansas City wheat up 27¼ cents at 904¼. That's a new high for this year. Very impressive. We know the report was very friendly for the hard wheat, and up we go, and it certainly looks like we could see higher prices here yet. We started off the week with a sale this morning, 100,000 metric tons of meal to Poland. That's a little bit unusual here. The weather around the country looks, pretty decent. They keep talking about El Nino and what effects that's going to have. But right now, we're warm and dry. I think we'll finish up planting, certainly in the next couple of weeks out here. I think they've done a yeoman's job of getting grains planted, with the possible exception of North Dakota. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But we haven't seen any export deal between the Russians and the Ukrainians. It's set to expire on Thursday. It certainly doesn't look like there's going to be anything announced between now and then, but, who knows. That should be supportive of corn and wheat prices out here as well. Moving forward from the report this week, we've got two things to watch. First, the weather. The weather is really going to control this thing for the rest of the summer. And the economy. If the world or the U.S. believes that we're not going to make our debt ceiling and solve the crisis by expanding the debt ceiling, I think it's going to have an incredibly negative impact out here. I think the Dow Jones is going to tank, and I think it's going to be a big problem for this country if we do default. Anybody who doesn't think the default is serious either doesn't have a government job or isn't part of the armed forces, or doesn't collect Social Security, because all those people out there are going to be missing their payments if we don't get out of this debt problem out here. And the only way to do that really is to raise the debt ceiling. The Democrats and Republicans have got to get together. This isn't a political fight. This is an American fight, and we need to solve it and solve it quickly. So we'll see what goes on there. The dollar right now is down 20 ticks. Dow Jones looks to open up about 30 higher, but the bond market is pretty soft, down almost a full basis point here, which could certainly indicate higher interest rates because people are concerned about this debt ceiling. But, the eyes of the world are going to be on the weather in the States here, finishing up the Brazilian crops. But, not only this year, but next year, we're looking at huge crops around the world. My guess is old crop corn and beans and wheat, it still has a story out here. But the new crop, I think, that particularly in corn and beans, the pros are going to be looking to sell it on any kind of a good rally out here. For the week, we'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be pretty low. We'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Weekly export sales on Thursday. The government has a report tomorrow. Just double check that. Retail sales capacity utilization and industrial production. I don't think there'll be movers or shakers for the grain market unless the numbers really affect the stock market in a negative way. So that's about it for the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.